In today's episode of the Direct Selling Successes Show, get set to meet fabulous Wendy Lloyd-Curley. Now, Wendy is the New South Wales District Leader in Australia for a great company called Party Light. And on top of that, Wendy has 12 years' experience and is leading the number one team in Australia 4 years in a row for Party Light. Oh, aren't you excited to learn from Wendy today? Stick around, folks. She's coming up soon.
The Direct Selling Successes Show is brought to you by Beverly Units of BU Success Coaching, your team performance and leadership development specialist in the sensational world of direct sales. Go to www.busuccesscoaching.com.au for your complimentary direct sales report on how to recognise the four customer behaviours you must know, and for the blogs, the insights and the tips for your direct sales success.
Hello and welcome to the Direct Selling Successes Show, where empowering thinking, communication and behaviour is shared by interviewing those who aspire to inspire in our fabulous direct sales channel of distribution. This is Beverly Unit here, and today I am so excited to introduce you to a sensational woman. You're about to meet Wendy Lloyd-Curley. Now, Wendy is with Party Light and well known around Australia as Wendy the Candle Lady. Wendy's a district leader in New South Wales, 12 years with Party Light, and it's even more than that, because Wendy has the leading number one team across Australia for the past 4 years in a row. Now, don't you want to learn something from Wendy? Let's say hello. Hi, Wendy.
Hello, Beverly. How are you?
I am sensational. Thank you. And yourself?
Very, very well. Thank you for having me.
Oh,
I'm excited to share whatever I can.
Oh, yeah. I love it. I love catching up with people who love to inspire others. And you clearly do that, having the leading number one team across Australia for 4 years in a row. So great to have a chat. Wendy, can you please share a little bit about your journey into direct sales, sort of a little bit about your background, how you came to direct sales and your role with Party Light?
Absolutely. In hearing other people's stories, other successful people who've been interviewed, I always am interested in this as well. And I think my story is no different. I found direct sales by accident, and it was through products that I absolutely loved. And I had been a customer of Party Lights for about 9 years before I became a consultant. I had never in my wildest dreams considered this a career or a business, or even an activity that I would have done. I thought I was a corporate executive, and I thought that was what I wanted to do with my life. And in fact, even when I started as a consultant, I think I did it more because I really enjoyed the products and wanted more people to see them. And I knew that Party Light was new to Australia, and I knew I had a story to tell about why people should light more candles. So I didn't, again, start my business as a consultant to make money. It was more to do something fun and to share my story. 3 years in, I changed that. So I saw how productive it was. I saw how fun it was. I saw how inspiring I was. I love your tagline, people who aspire to inspire.
Yeah.
That was what I felt. And by following the systems that Party Light trained me in, I became a unit leader without much effort at all, no true vision or goal to do so. I just followed what they told me to do, and it became a reality. And I also promoted higher and higher in the ranks because I continued to do the training. And I find that's really nice about the direct marketing industry. So my background's in marketing. My background is in technology. My background is in corporate. And my heart is in direct sales.
I love that. What a beautiful story. And the truth and the authenticity that comes through for me is that you absolutely loved the product. So therefore, it became a very genuine way to, you know, spread the joy, light the joy of candles, if you like. And the model was all you followed, because the model for success is there in direct sales. It's for when people step into the model and follow it. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. For those who love to, you know, go on with ongoing learning, of course, there's great learning out there. But there is a model for success.
Absolutely. And the interesting thing is, as a marketer, I was automatically drawn to trying to create my own things, create my own brochures, create my own promotions, create my own, even my own ordering systems. And as quickly as I could, I finally realized I don't need to do any of that. The promotions they produce are already gold. The catalog they have is already there. And the systems that they provide me enable me to just do my job, which is to connect with people.
Beautiful. I love it. So, Wendy, what makes your heart sing in the role that you're in now?
Well, last night I had a team time. We've renamed our unit meetings team time, and I think it feels really good. And at our team time, I just get the best feeling when other people succeed. Mm. And this industry is founded on win-win-win. If I can help other people achieve their goals, I'm going to succeed in my business. And I truly appreciate that. So I think what makes my heart sing is seeing people be changed by the industry and by their abilities and surprised by their abilities to succeed within it. And then to set new goals. When I see people join for one reason and then reset their goals to achieve something different, that just makes me proud and makes me excited for them. And luckily for me, it helps make more money for me too.
Of course. And then I'm a big believer that there's abundance out there for everybody. Everybody could make a great income or the income they desire, because the word great might mean something different to me than it does to someone else. So the income you desire. And the thing is this, money in direct sales is the cleanest form of evidence that you're actually delivering value to people.
Absolutely. 100% commission-based, 100% success-based. Hmm. There's nothing hidden. There's no income without activity, and it's truly reflective of progress.
Yeah.
I like that too.
Yeah, reward for effort. Yeah. I love that. Thank you. What are the qualities, because of your experience in direct sales and, you know, for 12 years now, you would have noticed consultants who have a great standard of success, and I always believe too, success is measured on your own terms. So people have a different level of what success they'd like to achieve. But you'll have consultants hitting their version of success and others who just kind of not quite get there. What are the qualities you notice in people who achieve success, the consultants in the direct sales world?
I feel that this has probably been said before on your interviews. Persistence and tenacity are really what it takes. And I think that the trait that I see in successful leaders in my team, as well as in successful consultants who have a goal in mind, is that they set a goal and then they set some time to achieve it. A lot of people will come to a meeting and hear about things and say, I want that too, but then they don't set aside the time to achieve it. And it doesn't take much time. It simply takes time doing things rather than thinking about doing them.
Yeah.
And I can lie in bed at, 10:30 or 11 o'clock at night or even 2 in the morning and think about work, but I'm not working. I'm thinking about working. And if I can establish a pattern and an activity structure that fits with my otherwise busy life, I'm going to be successful. And I've seen that in other people on my team. So most people on my team, in fact, I would venture to say 90% of my team have jobs besides their Party Light business. And the other 5% don't have paid jobs, but are full-time parents and are working really hard and fitting Party Light in. I think it's few and far between that you find a direct seller like myself that makes all of their income off of Party Light. Or off of their business. What people need to figure out how to do is fit it in. And I think diary control is what makes a successful consultant, whether it's diary control to get bookings or orders, or it's diary control to follow up on leads.
Yeah, so true. I'm a big believer in self-management. There's quite often I get people saying, oh, can you give me some tips on time management? And my big tip to start with is there's no such thing as time management. It is self-management.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah. So interesting that you're also saying you can develop your skill sets. Everybody can develop the skill sets, but you've got to put time into actually developing it. You can't just think about it.
That is exactly right.
Yeah. There's a process to building your skills, and it's learn, apply, learn, apply. One day you can innovate. However, you don't get to innovate until you've learned, applied enough times that you've mastered it. Some people,
absolutely,
yeah. Some people get going, and I think it's a nice way to think about it that you're actually an apprentice. Sometimes, you know, if you look at it from an apprentice analogy, you know, there's apprentice plumbers, apprentice carpenters, and they've got to put the hours in before they can be let loose on building a house or building or creating something without that supervision, without checking in with the master who actually knew it. So it's a little bit like
that's right. And I recall when I started in my network marketing world, going to training and wishing that I could record the words coming out of my leader's mouth. And even saying that, please, we need to hit record because that's what I want to learn how to say. And I know now, after 12 years of doing it, that people say the same thing about me. Mm-hmm. And it is like an apprenticeship. It is absolutely persistence and practice, and apply what you've learned by practicing it. And my advice to new consultants is practice with people who love you. Mm-hmm. Let them know that you're practicing, and then call the people who you're working towards bringing into your sphere, into your sphere. Work within your inner sanctum first and tell them that you're practicing.
Fantastic. Just for all the listeners who are tuning in, because, Wendy, we have people listening in from all around the world, all different companies, direct sales. I've got a little tip for the practice part of it. Sometimes a simple thing like the language of the word rehearsal. If you could actually say to yourself, I'm rehearsing this phone call because I'm developing my skills. As an apprentice, I'm developing my skills. So when you decide,
I'm writing that down.
Oh, go you. When you go to rehearse something, you think about it. Actors on a stage rehearse before they go on stage for the opening night. On the opening night, does the audience know that they tripped over their tongue and said something or stood in a different part on the stage than was meant to be? No. Later on, the actor off stage will go, oh, I'll do that better tomorrow night. But when you rehearse and when you put it in your mind, you know what, I'm actually going to rehearse this call. I'm going to rehearse my demo. I'm going to rehearse this party. I'm going to rehearse this conversation with this customer. As an apprentice in direct sales, It's a kind of a beautiful word where you kind of know that the more I rehearse, the better I get on the day.
I love that. And it ties in with some training I did just last night. We were challenging the team to invite some people to an event that we have coming up. Mm-hmm. And we took some time. I actually kept the room quiet for a little while. I had everybody pick out 10 people that they wanted to invite to this using the contacts in their phone. And they all made a list, and I said, all right, so we're going to call each of those people to invite them personally. And chances are you're going to need to leave them a voice message. So here's what I want you to do. And I didn't use the word rehearse, but I really like that. Mm-hmm. I want you to call yourself, and it'll go straight to voicemail, and leave a message to yourself, inviting yourself to this meeting. And then listen back to it and hear what you sound like. And then modify it and call yourself again. And see if it gets better. And each time when you're really ready to leave the sanctity of your own voicemail system and go to someone else's, you'll be ready for it. And I just love that stage metaphor that you've created. That's nice.
Yeah, nice. Thank you. And I love the tip you gave your team. Well done. That's a great idea. Because when they hear themselves too, and you know, for everybody listening, yeah, do a rehearsal of how you actually do your customer care call flow. Because when you actually listen back to that, you'll hear whether you've got a genuine energy in your voice. You'll hear whether or not you've got a little bit of, ums and ahs and bits and pieces that perhaps you'd like to refine and rehearse on before you go out with the key points that you really want to get across in that few seconds on that voicemail message. Great tip, Wendy. Thanks for sharing. What about leaders? Being the number one, the leader of the number one team across Australia for 4 years in a row, now that is something to be so proud of. It also says something about leadership quality here. So right across Australia, right around the world, no matter what your direct sales are, there are leaders who can rock it and there are leaders who just kind of like plateau and perhaps not get the best possible connection out of their team or the best possible energy from the people they'd love to inspire. I wonder what some qualities or characteristics that you notice in leadership that stand out for you. What would you like to share for people who are listening? Because it's even if you don't want to be a leader, folks, this is about self-leadership as well.
It is. And so I guess you're asking what traits I have that make the team large, that make the team grow, and that make the team stay.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
And so I guess the success for anybody in a network marketing business in order to achieve growth and in order to achieve stable income, so that you're not completely dependent on your own sales, but that a lot of people call it passive income. I don't believe in passive income, but I do believe that I can have consistent and more level income by having a larger team. And the best advice I ever received was in my second year in business. And that was my leader caught me trying to almost interview new consultants to see if they were going to be any good. And she caught me because I was using my corporate hat rather than my leader hat, my manager hat versus being an inspiring leader. And she said, "Wendy, you don't need to interview them. They have to manage themselves. You have to give them the opportunity." And so she likened it to casting the net far and wide and letting the big fish be caught and letting the little fish go. Now, I didn't really like and appreciate calling all of the consultants that I'd be bringing in fish, but the metaphor works for that very, very much so. I will sponsor anybody without judging them if they are interested in becoming part of my business.
I love that.
And that has been a really key effort. I do a lot of the sponsoring in my team, but I think that analogy and that desire has permeated a lot of the aspiring leaders in my team, as well as I do have a downline of leaders too. And they know that the net can be cast far and wide, and that it's not our responsibility to make them successful. It's our opportunity to give to them. So
yeah,
first thing is cast the net wide and let people come into it. The second area would then be in training them and making them feel like part of the tribe. We have a very strong team ethic and a very good, we adhere to the mission and the values of Party Light. Wanting for and not from each other is one of the key parts of our mission and values. And so we help each other. We don't have a culture that is competitive. It's cooperative. And that comes through from the training at the very beginning. So I have added, this is probably part of my corporate background, but I have added consultant training elements and emails and distributions and webinars to what Party Light provides in order to make people feel like they're part of a really good cohesive tribe from the beginning. And then the third element of that is in keeping people. And I must attribute this to the fact that I don't take personally their success or failure, but I communicate with them and let them go or come back with fluidity. They are able to leave and take time off when things go wrong, and then they know that I will not give them any grief for leaving, and I will welcome them with open arms when they want to come back. And I think that's a really good key to the long tail of my success. The long tail being that I have a lot of people on my team that don't do very much, but it all adds up to a substantial amount for the team and for my income.
Yeah. And also there, people, they know what you stand for here. You are for the connection. You are for the joy of the tribe, because, you know, together people desire connection. They desire to belong to something for the greater good. So it's a good thing. It's a good thing there. But what happens there is when you actually say, you know what, success is on your terms. You just got to be honest with yourself. What do you want to achieve with yourself? I'll give you everything you need for success. It's up to you to apply it. And then the dips and troughs of life, the decades of life, can change what people's pace of direct sales may need to be. So to actually have that respect for, you know, sometimes it's, you know, it's not quite right to ramp it up, and other times it is. And some people, even in direct sales, work out they should never even work for themselves, which is equally as great. So, you know, I think that's fantastic, because where else can you have, have that personal one-on-one training where you discover, oh, maybe I maybe I, you know, I love the product, but maybe I should never work for myself. Maybe I belong in a 9-to-5 job in someone else's system. That's okay.
That's right.
At least you can spend $500,000 on a franchise somewhere and, you know, now you've got a loan for the rest of your life. So what a great thing.
Low risk is very nice.
Yeah, low risk for sure. I love too what you talk about developing people, Wendy, because the great John Maxwell, decades and decades ago, I heard him say, leaders develop leaders. And I kept that in my head. I decided as a leader of self and a leader of people, I will always help someone develop to where they want to take themselves. And my greatest buzz was taking people past me. And not for one second did I ever think other than like, this is just joy. This is a buzz. Look at that person. They're off and they're soaring and they're building their own team and they're creating. And for me, it's like for those who have a lack mentality or lack thinking, you might hear things like, oh, but, you know, they'll just take this and they'll take this part and they'll take that part of your job. Well, you know what? I'm a big believer that roles can be created for you that the company hasn't need to invent yet. Because no one's taken themselves there. So who knows? Who knows where, you know, staying focused on building the best out of people and helping people develop into leadership of self can take you.
Correct. I agree with all of that 100%.
Beautiful. can I ask you, have you ever had a patch in your diary, in your forward plan, where you had nothing? In the 12 years, like nothing, like no party, nothing. And Wendy's laughing. You can't see Wendy, folks, but her and I are looking at each other on the screen and we're just having a bit of a giggle here.
Of course I have. Of course I have. And our managing director has a fantastic saying, and I said it last night at our team time, that an empty diary is full of potential. And I always go back to that. So I of course have had blank spaces in my diary. I've had empty weeks and months to look at, and I keep a very positive outlook in that. I've been able to consistently bonus, which is a threshold that Party Lights established for over 100 months, I'd like to say 10 years. I believe it's 10 or 11 years I've hit that threshold. And if I see in advance that the path doesn't look like it's there, I know I need to pull up my britches and do some work.
Yeah.
So, I've definitely experienced that. And I think I can always find the reason.
Yeah, there's always a brain bully at work or not. It can be a brain champion.
So, that's right.
Yeah, fantastic. Right. So so in the moments where you've had very little in the forward plan, instead of just sitting back on your laurels and going, wow, look at that, that's empty, you've taken action.
I've taken action in a big way. So I'll open up my home to people and have my own open house or party. I very rarely do a typical party at my home. I have an open house. I let people meet my dogs. I pour champagne for people and I throw catalogs and fragrances all over the house and people end up having a good time. And inevitably, I don't even have to ask them to order. They come up and say, I need to go. Shall I order now? And I just do it kind of casually.
Yeah.
And I also
real.
Exactly. I do also proactively network, and I have a very strong relationship with one of the best BNI chapters in the world, if you ask me. And I think that that is something that someone with 100% of their income coming from party plan or coming from network marketing is very appropriate. But there are lots of less expensive options to BNI that a consultant or a leader who doesn't earn 100% of their income through party plan can participate in order to fill up the sales funnel.
Absolutely.
If I were to think honestly, though, every party I've done, I've met, you know, between 2 and 20 people on an average, probably 8 to 10. And there are people I can call at any minute to tell them what the host specials are and to invite them to book a party. And if I were to sit down and do that to 10 or 15 people in a row, I'm sure I'd start to fill up my diary a bit more.
Yeah.
And that's the advice I give to new consultants. Again, do the rehearsal on the voicemail. test the words that you're using, and then invite people to book a party for themselves.
Yeah.
And they will fill up their diary. Absolutely. Even if they get 6 or 7 or 8 no's in a row, that's not indicative of their performance. It's indicative of the mind space of who they're calling.
That's it. And there are product fans out there for all of you with a database right now, and there's people on your database and very little in your forward plan. As Wendy's just said, the contact that she's been able to pick up the phone and speak to, she can think of 8, 10, 20 people off the top of her head that she could call. Yeah. These are product fans. You have fans, and they're the ones who are the first step to even, you know, getting engaged again. And in fact, another tip there too is sometimes when you've been doing your direct sales for a while, you can take your product for granted. It becomes something mm-hmm. where you're kind of so used to it that it just becomes part of normal life. And just to take a moment out and do something with the product, experience something different with the product to kind of go, that's what I fell in love with. Get yourself excited before you pick up the phone again and go, away you go, especially if you've had some years in direct sales.
That's exactly right. And lighting a candle and taking a photo of it with a cup of coffee next to it and a dog in the background and posting that up on Facebook to just say, this is my morning, is inspiring not only to me, but to my client base. So I really enjoy sharing I consider, because I'm a party light consultant, that what I offer people is lifestyle, whether they're a guest, a host, or a consultant or a leader. I offer them a lifestyle choice that is relaxed and rewarding.
That's beautiful. What a beautiful gift to give people. Something to pay forward. Thank beautiful. You. Wendy, can I just ask, have you mentors through the years? Because you're a lifelong learner. You strike me as someone who you aim to be the best possible that you can be, because you already get that it makes a difference to others, because that just rocks your world. It makes you get your buzz to help others go, oh, look what I did. So I wonder if there's a piece of advice a mentor once gave you, and it could be from the past, it could be someone you've never met, but something that resonates with you that you know now and again it just floats across your mind.
It would be really remiss of me not to talk about one of the people who's influenced me the most in my direct sales world, and that is Dana Wild.
Oh, fabulous.
Dana
Wild
from The Mind Aware, who wrote the book called Train Your Brain. I listened to her podcasts like yours for a few years, and I never bought the stuff that they were selling. I would just get the free information and learn. But when I listened to her almost interview herself about Train Your Brain, I spent some money that time.
Yeah.
I bought the audio book and I ended up buying the book. And then I ended up buying the book for lots of my teammates. And then I ended up promoting it everywhere. Mindset is everything.
Everything.
And it's everything. And the best part about this is, if you have the right mindset, your entire life is better, not just your party light life, not just your work life.
Absolutely.
Your environment with your children is better. Your environment with your partner is better. Your environment with your parent is better. You're a better neighbor. You're a better employee, employer, and leader. And I have studied mindset and that nature and meditation, in a sense, mindfulness, let's call it, for the last probably 10 years. And been extremely inspired by her teachings and her positivity. And I hate to keep returning to last night's theme time, but I'll just do it one last time.
You go for it.
And that is, I put a photo up of all of us. We did a selfie at the end and put it up on our Facebook page. And I asked everybody to share one thing that they were taking away from the meeting. And I shared, surround yourself with happy, positive people.
Nice.
And that, I think, is just tremendously important.
Yeah, choose who you hang with, for sure. Absolutely, yeah. I love that you're a mindset fan. That's where I know it makes all the difference. I happen to be an NLP trainer, and believe I'm the only one in the world who does NLP core skills only for direct sales. Only direct sales people are in my room. And I get the feedback. Agreeing with what you're saying about mindset, I get such feedback where people say, this is life-changing. that the strategies I can learn to take care of what's up here in my brain, my thinking, so that I manage myself to always, you know, can you change someone else and how they behave? No, but you can manage yourself and how you respond to it. And that's the
absolutely
thing. Yeah, that's the strategies to bring forward with your mindset, to manage yourself to be the most effective you can be. Because folks, when you're the most effective you can be and you're on the roll with a positive mindset and you know, you're just rolling along each day going, you know what, this feels good to be me, then the ripple effect you have on those you care about, whether it's your team, whether it's your family, whether it's the community, the ripple effect you have is outstanding. So all power to your fabulous Wendy. You go, you superstar woman. Woohoo. All righty. Hey, can I just ask one last question, and then I'm going to ask you to share a little bit about how people can contact you, please. A customer focus tip. Do you have a customer tip that you really could share with anyone out there about taking care of your customer?
I believe that I'm friends with all of my customers, and I'll focus on hosts for you just for fun, because hosts, if you're in a party plan business, hosts are your lifeblood. Mm-hmm. And the people who invite us into their homes, they stop being my customer and they start being my friends from the minute that they book a party. And I like to treat them that way when I call them for their host coaching. It sounds oh so official calling it host coaching. It's calling my friend to see if there's anything I can do to help them make it a success. And by treating them as a friend rather than a customer, I really believe that they can feel that. It resonates well with them. So every phone call I make and every message I leave is assuming the best, assuming a positive, assuming that they're my friend. And I also treat my hosts that way when I arrive at their home. Between you and me and everybody listening, there are definitely times when I arrive at a home and I don't remember what the host looks like. I've only met her once. I've talked to her on the phone. I've emailed and corresponded by text, but I might not even remember which person I'm being greeted by is really the host. And yet I figure that out fairly quickly, and I am a guest in their home. I'm no different than the people they've invited otherwise. And I think that that really resonates with my clients and certainly makes me feel more comfortable being there to be a guest rather than the consultant, someone different.
Yeah, beautiful. You've got a lovely connection spirit, Wendy, and it's just beautiful, because you can only have that when your heart space is authentic about it. That's what comes across. So well done, you. Fantastic. Wendy, for people who are listening, what's the best way to get started in Party Light, and how can they find out more information from you?
Oh, my goodness. I would be honored for people to listen to this and be inspired to call me. But you can get a hold of me many different ways. So I'm at wendythecandlelady.com. So that's where my website is, and that's my official Party Light website. I also am available on Facebook at Wendy the Candle Lady. So you just look up four words, Wendy the Candle Lady, and they're all spelled the way that they're supposed to be spelled.
Beautiful.
And I certainly would also take emails to Wendy at wendythecandlelady.com. So those are three different ways to get in touch with me. Starting with Party Light is as simple as it is for any direct selling company. I wouldn't try and compare and contrast. If you love candles and you love fragrance and you love decor, then this might be the company for you. And if that's the case, we have a way to start for free and pay off your kit in your first $1,100 in sales, which may even just be one party. So it doesn't take much to pay off that $750 kit. And then another way to start completely without any obligation to Party Light again, and that's $75 start kit. So we call that the fast start or the full kit. And I am enjoying starting people down that path. And no matter which path they take, they enter my training funnel and they get all of the training and support in my team that I can possibly give them.
That's awesome. Well done. So, folks, that's an email is wendy@wendythecandlelady.com. The website address is wendythecandledlady.com. Very simple. And Wendy is spelled W-E-N-D-Y. And the Facebook is Wendy the Candle Lady. You are right across that marketing there, Wendy. That's brilliant.
I'm a marketing guru.
So lovely, folks, listening in today. If you'd like a little bit more information about Party Light, the product, or Party Light as a business, either way, it'll be Wendy's pleasure to help you answer your questions. If you've decided that perhaps you'd like to light the joy a little bit more in your life and have a career with Party Light, then it's a very easy little pilot light to foof into a great big spark, isn't it?
Listen to me, you have to write that ahead of time.
Oh, you know what? I just thought of it just then. And as I'm saying it, I'm thinking, what am I saying? Spark, light, joy, beautiful. So, it's all about the candle. Beautiful and the joy. Yeah. Well, candles do give joy, don't they? And they do spread light and they do ignite. So it's just so perfect to think about it in that way. Yeah,
it is.
Yeah. Wendy, thank you so much for your generous time, your generous tips. There are people around here, around the world, whether consultants, distributors, managers and leaders, who have been inspired by a little gem of wisdom that you've shared today. And I truly appreciate the generosity of your spirit and your heart to actually say, you know what, here's what I do. If this works for you, give this a crack. So thank you for being here.
It's a delight. Thank you for having me, Beverly. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Wendy. Beautiful. Lovely people, you have been listening to the Direct Selling Successor Show. And if you happen to love professional development, if you happen to love a little bit of inspiration and motivation, you can pop over to my website. It's www.BU Success Coaching. That's four words, B-E-Y-O-U, Success Coaching. BU is about being authentic. It's about being genuine. And it's a little bit of a play on my initials as well. So busuccesscoaching.com.au. You'll see some popular products there. You'll see some blogs. You'll even, if you're after a blueprint for direct sales success, you'll even find my 12-module program if that's for you as well. But whatever your desire is, you can pick up some hints and tips with blogs. We have podcasts. We have all sorts of things to support you and your success. If there's something you'd like to take your business to, a little bit different, a little bit of an edge, then it's about consistency and growth. And this is where you're going to take it, by learning how to be consistent and learning to take the growth. So do tune into our podcast, check out our blogs and stay in touch. It's absolutely wonderful to have your company on the Direct Selling Success Show. It's Beverly Unit here saying bye for now, and always remember, be you.